for baseball. Threshers, St. Lucie Mets go at it for the final Saturday game of the 2024 regular season. The Threshers now know who they're playing in the postseason. They take on Lakeland next week, but two games against St. Lucie remain in the 2024 regular season. Lachlan Wells getting the start for the Threshers. Let's see who he goes up against for the St. Lucie Mets. Marco Vargas back in the leadoff spot. Carson Bench, first rounder last year, hitting second. The rehabbing catcher Hayden Sanger is hitting third. Corey Collins moves to the cleanup spot. Colin Houck will hit fifth once again. Eli Serrano moving down to the sixth spot. And A.J. Ewing, the DH, hitting seventh. Nick Roselli hits eighth. Jacoby Long, ninth for the St. Lucie Mets, managed by Yukari De La Cruz. Now the defense for the Clearwater Threshers, first half champions of the Florida State League West Division. In the infield, Raider Tello's at first, Devin Saltabon's at second, Starlin Cabas at short, Carson DeMartini is at third base, Joel Dragoo is in left, in center Dante Norrie, in right Carter Matheson, and Eduardo Tait will do the catching for Lachlan Wells, the reigning MVP in the Australian Baseball League, who is rehabbing from Double A Reading. First pitch from Lockie misses upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count to Marco Vargas. Lachlan Wells, a lefty who started his minor league career in the Minnesota Twins system when they signed him as an international free agent in 2014. 2-0 now as the breaking ball misses upstairs to Marco Vargas. He played four injury-riddled seasons in the Twins organization, getting up as high as, back then, High A Fort Myers. He was out of minor league baseball in 2019 and returned to his home country of Australia to play for the Sydney Blue Sox in the ABL. He had a couple good years there, then went to Adelaide for this past season, 2023 and 2024. Turning in one of the best performances that Australia has seen by a pitcher in the ABL as he sends a fastball by the swinging bat of Vargas, 2-2. In the ABL, he pitched 47 and two-thirds innings and allowed just five earned runs, a .94 ERA as Vargas hits a line drive. Cabas leaps and makes the grab. And that is out number one. Great jump by Starlin Cabas, beautifully timed to stop the line drive. And that is out number one in the first inning. Take another look. This was a really good swing by Marco Vargas. And Cabas waited and waited until the last possible moment where he jumped up to make the leaping grab. One gone in pretty epic fashion as the sinker misses to Carson Bench to make it a 1-0 count. So Lachlan Wells, almost 50 innings pitch in the ABL, nine starts. The Giants won all but one of them. And they went on to repeat as ABL champions for the second straight season, while Lachlan Wells became the first pitcher to win the ABL MVP called the Helms Award since 2019, when former Tampa Bay Ray Marcus Solbach shared the award with Tim Connelly. The 2-0 is hit on the ground and bounces off of first base, rolling to the right field corner. It's picked up by Matheson, who sends it in, and it's a one-out double for Carson Bench. An unlucky bounce as that one hit off the first base bag and just spun away from Raider Tello, who you'll see on the replay had a pretty good beat on the baseball. Take another look as Bench did hit that well. I'm not going to take that away from him, but if that ball hadn't hit the first base bag, Tello might have at least been able to knock it down and keep it to a single. Instead, it's a one-out double to put the first Met in scoring position and bring up Hayden Sanger, another rehabber. First pitch to Sanger is in for a strike, and it's 0-1. So Lachlan Wells rejoined the Phillies, who have an arrangement with the Adelaide Giants in the middle of that season. Signed the contract on January 7th, right before the playoffs, when Wells was one of the key starters in the championship series. Sanger bounces one off the wall in left field, and it's 0-2 as that one goes foul. So nothing into the count for Hayden Sanger, who looks like he broke his bat on the foul ball, and he picks up a new piece of lumber from the Mets dugout. Wells has played all of this season in Double A, 16 starts, a 6-5 record, 3.55 ERA, but what's most impressive, 11 walks in 91 and a third innings. He's also struck out 77. So for every one walk, he strikes out seven batters. Great control for the 27-year-old lefty. And he actually had one of his best minor league games against the Clearwater Threshers. May 17th of 2017, his first season in then High A Fort Myers, back when they were the Miracle, he threw a nine-inning complete game against the Clearwater Threshers, allowing one run in those nine innings. Changeup is fouled off by Sanger, and the count remains 0-2. So a double-A rehabber pitching to another rehabber. Aiden Sanger has been up with double and triple A over the past two seasons in the Mets organization. He was the 24th round pick in 2018 and spent most of this season with triple A Syracuse. Five games in double A and now in his second rehab assignment with the St. Lucie Mets. Fastball upstairs and it's a 1-2 count. Lachlan Wells, not going to be a guy who's going to give you a whole lot of speed. Low 90s fastball and really just pinpoint control. That gets him by. The 1-2. Sliced foul by Sanger. And the count stays at 1-2. So still scoreless here in the top of the first inning. Threshers have won the last two after a rain-shortened game. Got St. Lucie a win back on Wednesday. 1-2 the pitch. Sliced foul again by Sanger. Hits the top of the net behind home plate. Stays at 1-2. Home plate umpire tonight is Gustavo Garza. Caden Gustafson is on the base paths currently next to the pitcher's mound. And that's popped straight up by Sanger, but it will be a souvenir. Four pitches fouled off with two strikes by Hayden Sanger. One and two the count. One out, man on second. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Finally, after eight pitches, Lachlan Wells gets the better of Hayden Sanger as a battle of two upper-level minor leaguers ends in a Lockie Wells strikeout for the second out of the first inning. Goes upstairs on the fastball. No matter what level you're at, that high heat is going to look tempting, and Hayden Sanger went after the upstairs offering from Wells. Now it's a lefty-lefty matchup for Lachlan, who sends the sinking fastball in for a called strike. Corey Collins takes the strike called, and it's 0-1. Collins was the leadoff man yesterday for St. Lucie. Walked once, but was 0-4. Man on second is Carson Benz. The 0-1 pitch, curveball hammered down the left field line, but it goes foul and into the seats. An 0-2 count on Collins, who is switched off between first base and the cleanup, or first in the lineup and in the cleanup role for the better part of this series. Hit once at the top of the lineup, twice in the cleanup spot, and once in the three hole. Now an 0-2 count, Benj leading off of second as Lachlan Wells sets up from the stretch. A quick glance at the Keystone sack of the pitch, fastball upstairs, makes it 1-2. So one ball, two strikes, the count. Two outs in the top of the first inning. Wells deals. Curveball low. Well blocked by Tyeet, but not enough to get Collins to swing. It's a 2-2 count. Popped up, high in the air, out to left field. Coming in is Dre Gu. He calls off Caba, who makes the call and the catch for the final out of the first inning. A lot of I got it's coming from the left side of the field. but luckily someone did. Threshers allow a double, but that is it. One hit, one run stranded, and no runs scored without an error in the top of the first. Now it's the Threshers' turn. They grab the sticks with the bottom of the first coming up next.
Come down to Bayfair Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Bayfair Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our...
There we go. I forgot about lineup. Bottom of the first inning. Clearwater Threshers allowed an extra base hit, but not a run. Let's see how they do in the home half of the frame. Here in the bottom of the first, leading off for the Clearwater Threshers as we take a look at their starting lineup is the shortstop, a number four prospect in the Philly system, Starlin Cava. He's followed by Dante Norrie, first rounder from the Phillies this past year's draft. And Eduardo Taillé is hitting third. Devin Saltabon's the Threshers cleanup man with Carson DeMartini in the five hole. Joel Dragu hitting sixth. Carter Matheson, who has reached in all nine of his pro games, hitting seventh. Raider Tello, eighth. And the DH, Brady Day, batting ninth. The defense for St. Lucie, Corey Collins at first, Nick Roselli at second, Marco Vargas at short, and Colin Houck over at third. Jacoby Long in left field, Carson Benj in center, Eli Serrano the third in right, and Hayden Senger doing the catching for Noah Hall, another St. Lucie Met who makes his professional debut here against the Clearwater Threshers. First pitch in for a strike to Starlin Cava, and it's an 0-1 count. And Hall, 23 years old, drafted in the seventh round last year by the Mets out of South Carolina. Cutter inside to Cava. It's a 1-1 count. He made four starts for the Brooklyn Cyclones this year, but did not do so well. 0-2 record, 12 innings pitched, 14 runs allowed on 20 hits. Did have a strikeout per inning, though, with 12 punch-outs, but high-A hitters hit .392 off of Hall before he went down with an injury and now rehabbing here with the St. Lucie Mets. 2-1 to Cava now as the sinking fastball misses outside. Three balls and one strike's the count. Cava's reached base in each of his past four games, had his first double of his Threshers career last night, and has nine RBIs on the season. He takes a fastball outside, and that fills up the count at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Soft line drive out to short. Backing up is Vargas, who makes the catch just on the outfield grass for out number one in the first inning. So one gone, and Dante Norrie coming up to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. The first rounder, 27th overall pick of the Philadelphia Phillies in this past year's draft. First pitch to Norrie, hard ground ball, but it goes foul down the first baseline. Nothing and one is now the count. So 0-1 to Norrie. In the field for the Threshers, Michael Jones is coaching first base, and the manager, Marty Malloy, is coaching third. Breaking ball misses outside to Norrie, evening the count at 1-1. Norrie projected to stay as a center fielder, just 19 years old, drafted out of the state champion Northville High School in the state of Michigan. 1-1, hit back up the middle, but right there is the shortstop, Vargas. He calmly scoops up the baseball and fires to first for out number two. Couple of good swings in that at-bat from Dante Norrie, but wasn't able to get it past the Mets' gloves, and there are two away here at the bottom of the first inning. Two down now for Eduardo Taillé, who figures to be a key player in the Threshers' upcoming playoff run. And not just because he is the number five prospect in the Phillies system, but he is on a torrid stretch for Clearwater at the end of the season as he swings and misses at the changeup to make it an 0-1 count. Tite, just 18 years old, but in the last seven games, he has 12 hits with a seven-game hit streak working and 10 RBIs with at least one in each of his last seven games. He takes the changeup in the dirt and evens the count at 1-1. Two outs in the bottom of the first inning, still no score, with the Threshers looking for their first base runner against Noah Hall of the Mets. The 1-1 inside, and Tyee has to bend over to avoid that inside fastball. It's 2-1. Tyee on the season has five homers and 24 RBIs, with 10 of them coming in the last seven games. 2-1. This one roped on a line out to right field, but it curls foul. And the wind's blowing out ever so slightly to right field, and that might have been just the final push that sent that ball from a rope down the right field line to a foul ball and strike two. Tyee will pick his bat back up. The lefty hitting 272 so far for the Threshers, but during his seven-game RBI streak, he is 12 for 30 with two doubles, a homer, 10 RBIs, and five runs scored. Named the All-Star catcher in the Florida Complex League after leading the FCL with 49 RBIs. Now the 2-2. Foul back, and we stay at 2-2. This series, Tyee has played in two games where he's 3-7. 3-for-7 with a double and three RBIs. He was 6-for-14 in three games last week. 2-2 now. Breaking ball, missing outside. That fills up the count at 3-2. Starlin Cabba faced a full count to lead off the inning. He ended up lining out to short. We'll see what the payoff pitch does to Eduardo Tyee. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Now Hall deals. Sliced up and foul. Ooh. That literally bounced off the window right above my head. You're not going to be able to see the camera in the window, but I tried to make that catch off the window, and it did not work. And now I'm told I'm about to get embarrassed on the broadcast with the replay of my failed attempt at catching that foul ball as Tyee fouls off another one. Why are you guys doing this to me, man? There's a reason the broadcasters are up in the booth and not on the field. Jerks. Payoff pitch is in the dirt, and that's ball four. Eduardo Tyee becomes the first base runner of the game for the Clearwater Threshers, and it has nothing to do with my lack of fielding ability. Nine pitches in that at-bat before Tyee headed to first base on the free pass, and out comes the pitching coach, Jordan Krause, to have a chat with Eucarie De La Cruz. The Threshers, well, both playoff fields are set. In the West Division, it will be Threshers visiting the Daytona Tortugas. I just crossed divisions. Let's try this again. In the West Division, it'll be the Threshers visiting the Lakeland Flying Tigers on Tuesday, September 10th. 6:30 is the estimated start time for that one. The Palm Beach Cardinals were the first and second half champions of the East Division. They will be hosting the Daytona Tortugas, who, like the Threshers last year, are going to make the playoffs the first time since 2018. A late surge by Daytona has them in the first half playoffs. And now we're back here to Clearwater. Two outs and a man on first base. That's Eduardo Tyee. Devin Saltabon's at the dish, and he attacks the first pitch, fouling it off to make it an 0-1 count. So Tyee has now reached base in eight straight games, drawing the two-out walk to put himself on first for Saltabon, who leads the Threshers in homers with 17 and RBIs with 52. 0-1 upstairs. Now it's 1-1. Devin Saltabon is on a bit of a heater to end his season as well. 10 straight games reaching base for Saltabon. 12 for his last 38, with half of his hits going for extra bases, including four home runs. Slider missing outside, and it's a 2-1 count to the high school draftee taken in the third round out of Hilo High School in Hawaii in last year's draft. He's played two games this series, gone 3-for-6 with a double homer and an RBI. 2-1 now. High chopper over the third baseman, and Hauk is there, makes a throw on the run to first, narrowly nips Saltabon as he makes the throw on the run to end the first inning. So the Threshers get themselves a base runner. I embarrass myself on the Threshers broadcast network, and we are headed to the second inning with the Threshers and Mets tied without a run.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Clearwater Threshers are Florida State League West Division first half champions for the second year in a row. The division series opens on the road with a postseason home game at BayCare Ballpark on Thursday, September 12th, and if a game three is necessary, Friday, September 13th as well. Gates will open at 5:30 for the 6:30 first pitch. Hoping for even more playoff baseball than those three games, but ThreshersBaseball.com is your place to go for those tickets. Top of the second, started off by a foul ball. Colin Hauk takes a change up from Lachlan Wells to the foul side of the right field fence. It's an 0-1 count. Scoreless in the first inning, a walk for the Threshers, a hit for the Mets in the first. Another change up gets over the plate in for a strike, and now it's 0-2. Hauk, 5 homers, 51 RBIs with 4 ribbies over the course of this series. He was the Mets' first rounder last season. The 0-2 popped up and fouled out of play. It's still an 0-2 count. Hauk, Serrano, and Ewing leading off the second inning for the St. Lucie Mets. And a swing and a miss. That's strike 3. Dominant pitching from Lachlan Wells to just eliminate Colin Hauk. Let's take another look. Fastball up and in, and Hauk just couldn't touch it. Second K of the day for Lachlan Wells, and there's one down in the second inning. First pitch, fastball right down the pipe, and it's 0-1. Eli Serrano at the dish, fouled off, and now it's 0-2. He was the last batter of the game last night, absolutely ripped a 2-strike full count pitch from Claudio Andrade out to right field. It rolled along the wall in right center before Carter Matheson picked it up. He set the relay throw into Carson DeMartini in center field, and that finished the game. And that is, I think, the third fastball that went in our general direction in foul territory. And I'm pretty sure that means I'm going to catch one in the playoffs. So hoping to fulfill my life goal of catching a foul ball while broadcasting. As Serrano lines one into left center field, on his horse is Nori. He's not going to get there. And that falls in for a base hit. So Eli Serrano with hits in his last two at-bats, but his triple was negated by a relay throw. That ended yesterday's game. Take another look, and this is a good piece of hitting. A two-strike pitch just taken the other way on a double-A arm. And Serrano reaches first with one out. One out hits in each of the first two innings for the St. Lucie Mets. Double by Benj and a single by Serrano, who leads off of first. And a pickoff attempt unsuccessful over at first base. First pitch hit on the ground towards first, backhanded by Tello. Quick flip to Caba, and that's the only play they'll get. As Wells is a bit late covering the first base bag. It's a 3-6 on the fielder's choice as A.J. Ewing reaches first base on the fielder's choice. Two outs in the second inning now as Serrano is taken off the base pass. And Lachlan Wells will get a new baseball from Eduardo Tai. Wells has thrown 30 pitches so far, with 23 over for strikes. Two down in the top second, still scoreless. Nick Roselli at the dish, and bouncing off of first base is A.J. Ewing. Fastball missing. It's a 1-0 count to Roselli back at second base here tonight. Now the 1-0 instead is a pickoff move by Wells, who does not get Ewing. One oh upstairs, that eludes the glove of Tait. Wild pitch sends Ewing to second base. So 2-0 now to Nick Roselli with two gone here in the top of the second inning. Still scoreless, but the Mets have a runner in scoring position in A.J. Ewing, who has stolen 12 bases for St. Lucie seven bases for St. Lucie, 12 in total, but he's been caught five times. 3-0 now as another heater misses upstairs to Nick Roselli. Roselli, one homer, six RBIs, but he's hitting 304 in his short tenure with the Mets so far this season. 3-0 the pitch. Wells sends a fastball in upstairs, but it misses, and that's ball four. Force batter walked by Lachlan Wells. So now there are runners on first and second. Ewing on second. Roselli on first. And the Mets nine-hitter Jacoby Long steps up to the plate with two outs and two on in the second inning. Two outs for Long, first pitch from Wells. Breaking ball in for a strike, and it's an 0-1 count. Wells sets up from the center of the rubber. He looks over at second, and now he deals. Fastball popped up, 0-2, as that one goes into foul territory. A.J. Wilson warming up for the Threshers out in the left field bullpen. So they could bring in another lefty after Lachlan Wells' rehab assignment comes to an end. 0-2 the count, two on, two outs. Wells takes a deep breath. Five of the pitch clock as he goes home. Fastball upstairs, it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Ewing on second with Roselli on first. Ewing dancing around trying to distract Wells. He does not, and Long pops up the 1-2. Staying on the infield grass, coming in is DeMartini. He makes the grab, and the pop-up ends the second inning. Another inning of bending but not breaking for the Threshers. They allow a hit, this time leaving two runs stranded, as Clearwater and St. Lucie tied at zero heading into the bottom two.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baycare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Buy your tickets ahead of time at ThreshersBaseball.com to take advantage of advanced purchase savings. Playoff tickets are available on the Threshers website, so make sure to get there now. Dylan Ross, who was drafted by the Mets in 2022 and had an injury-plagued couple of seasons in the minor leagues, because this is his professional debut. Drafted in the 13th round by the Mets in 2022 out of Georgia, the 24-year-old Georgia native finally getting his chance to throw as a pro. He's got Carson DeMartini leading off as he takes a fastball low for ball number one. DeMartini, the hero of last night's game, with a fantastic play in the field. And he also got a hit and drove in a run and now has an even 1-1 count. DeMartini with a relay throw from second base, but while he made the throw, he was in the outfield grass in center field. 1-1 the pitch. Tap foul, it's 1-2, 95 on the gun from Dylan Ross. One shutout inning for Noah Hall in his rehab assignment. Did walk one, but no strikeouts, no hits, no runs allowed in the inning for Hall. Now Ross rocks and fires the 1-2. Fastball on the outside corner, cut on a miss. The first batter he has pitched to in a live game in 2 years ends up striking out. So a strikeout for Ross, and that'll bring up Joel Dragoo as DeMartini goes down swinging. One gone. As Dragoo will wait with Ross getting a new ball on the hill. Dragoo is hitting .359, leading all 2024 draftees of the Phillies with 11 RBIs. And he has reached base in each of the last six games. Takes the first pitch, a fastball for a called strike one. Dragoo, 21 years old, seventh-round draft pick of the Phillies out of Presbyterian College. He finished his senior season playing 57 games and starting all of them as he fouls off a cutter to make it 0-2. I got Finley making fun of me for my catching ability now. And it's going to keep happening. All right, 0-2. Slider outside, and it's a 1-2 count to Joel Dragoo. I don't think I'm going to get rid of that for a while. Yep, I'm not. I think every time Finley greets me, he's going to greet me like this with his hands out, like me trying to catch the ball. Oh, boy. 1-2. Breaking ball inside, catching the corner, and Dragoo doesn't challenge, so it stays strike three. Two gone, and now Finley's got his hands out for a different reason. Not making fun of me this time, so I appreciate it. But I'm sure that won't last too long. Oh, well. It's all in good fun. We do have a lot of fun here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. A lot of more fun when the Threshers are winning, though. Tie game now. 0-0 still the score is Carter Matheson looks to extend his on-base streak to 10 in his 10th game as a pro. Takes a curveball low for ball number one. I see Finley has a Boy Scouts uniform on. I didn't realize he was a scout. A lot of badges, though. A lot of baseball related. I can't really say that surprises me, though. 0-2 the count to Matheson. With two outs in the bottom second. Now Ross rocks and fires. Fastball in for strike three, right on the outside corner. And in his first competitive outing in over 2 years, Dylan Ross strikes out the side. Three batters up, three batters down on strikes in the second. And we head to the third, still tied without a run.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Tabs and Tacos Night, and Mo's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
For the second straight season, the Clearwater Threshers are back in the playoffs. Cheer on the Threshers in the Minor League Baseball postseason on Thursday, September 12th at Bay Care Ballpark. Game time is 6:30 p.m. and features the regular Thursday staple, Taps and Tacos Night. Get ready for Threshers postseason baseball, plus tacos and burritos from Moe's Southwest Grill on Thursday, September 12th. And get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang.
The best happy hours in Clearwater are Wednesday happy hours at Frenchie's Tiki Pavilion. Enjoy drink specials, music, food, and cornhole, all overlooking the beautiful Bay Care Ballpark. Admission is free and only available for patrons 21 and over. Gates open at 5 p.m. Last call by 9 a.m. No, p.m. It's actually 9 p.m. I was just joking. Top of the third inning. A.J. Wilson, the new pitcher for the Thrashers, is one lefty begets another here on this Saturday evening. Lefty-lefty matchup as the Mets once again have a majority of their hitters hitting from the left side. Six lefties in the starting nine for St. Lucie, with Marco Vargas included. He's at the bat facing a 1-0. And a curveball just misses to make it 2-0. Two shutout innings for Lachlan Wells. He allowed two hits and a walk and two strikeouts in a no decision. His first outing in the Florida State League since 2019. Slider misses, and it's a 3-0 count to Marco Vargas. Wilson, two earned runs allowed in five innings in four previous outings for the Threshers. And that's the sixth batter he's walked as a pro as Marco Vargas reaches on a four-pitch free pass. Three hits allowed, 3.60 ERA, now six walks and eight strikeouts in five innings of work for the 12th rounder out of UNC Charlotte. He's got a fastball and a slider. And now a man on first to lead off the top of the third inning. First pitch to Carson Bench, a slider in for a strike, 0-1. Wilson, a two-pitch pitcher, relatively common for pitchers coming out of the bullpen. And a fastball and a slider for Wilson with a heater hitting in the mid-90s. Breaking ball outside, bounces out of the glove of Tyeet. Vargas is off for second, and he'll stay there on the pass ball. It is a 1-1 count to Carson Benj, the Mets' first rounder in the 2024 draft. One ball, one strike the count, a man in scoring position for St. Lucie. Benj awaits the 1-1, fastball up and in, and it's 2-1. Benj got the first hit of the game, a two-bagger with one out in the first inning. 2-1 now, lefty-on-lefty matchup. And now the pitch. Slider hit high in the air, out to left center field. Norrie going back, sprinting towards the track, and that's going to bounce. Up and onto the wall. It's rolling around, stuck on the top of the wall. And that is going to be ruled a ground rule double that drives in a run. Two doubles now for Carson Benj. Vargas scores, and the Threshers are now in a 1-0 hole. Back-to-back batters reach in the third inning to lead things off. As Benj hits a deep fly ball, Norrie was shifted well in. And look at how high that ball bounces off of the warning track. Just rolling on the top of that fence. Benj gets his eighth RBI, and the Mets lead 1-0. Still a man on second with nobody out, and Hayden Sanger up at the dish takes a slider outside to make it 1-0. Fastball hit on a soft fly ball out to center field. Norrie goes back and makes the grab. Off to third goes Benj. It's a good throw, but just late as Carson Benj slides in safely, tagging on the fly out to center. So one gone as Sanger is now 0-2, 1-5 in his two-game rehab assignment. That'll bring up Cordy Collins. Popped out to short to end the first inning. He's got a man on third and a drawn in infield for the Clearwater Threshers, who trail 1-0, still without a hit here in the bottom of the third. First pitch as Wilson's slider misses outside, 1-0 to Collins. Mets have a righty warming up in the bullpen. They've already used two different pitchers who the Threshers haven't seen for one inning each. And it looks like Ethan Lanther is in the pen for St. Lucie. 1-1 is the count as Collins takes a pitch. And that one misses low on the slider, 2-1. Two on the count, infield in for Clearwater with one out, and that one sent backwards off the roof of the press box, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes the count. One out here in the top of the third with one run across for St. Lucie. He scored the first two runs of the game last night. 2-2, pop foul, and on the roof of the press box again. I think I'm getting another chance to make a catch on that foul ball. I mean, they keep coming over here, and I need to redeem myself. 2-2 the count still. Infield in with Carson Benj on third base for the Mets. Three on the pitch clock is Wilson deals. Slider drops below the zone, filling up the count at 3-2. Payoff pitch as Wilson fires. Slider in for a strike. Curling inside the zone. And A.J. Wilson has his first strikeout for out number two in inning number three. Third K of the day for the Threshers. And now the 2023 first-round pick is coming up to the plate. Colin Houck, 32nd overall pick last year by the Mets, with two outs in the inning, who struck out swinging to lead off the second inning. 0-1 the count as he fouls the slider back. Wilson sets up from the first base side of the rubber against the righty. Now the pitch. Fastball zips to the outside corner for a called strike three. It's 0-2. Quick uphold on the challenge by Colin Houck. And the count remains 0-2. The count. Slider gets below the zone. And Tyee tries to bait Benj into coming home. Does not work. 1-2 the count to Houck now. 51 RBIs to lead the St. Lucie Mets this season. 1-2 as Wilson winds and fires. Outside on the slider. Now the count's even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. 1-0 Mets with a run across here in the top of the third. Two pitch. Fastball at the knees for a called strike three. It's challenged by Houck, and he's sent to the dugout anyway. Called strike three on back-to-back at-bats from A.J. Wilson. But the St. Lucie Mets do take the lead. They get an RBI double and leave a man stranded. A.J. Wilson ends the frame with a pair of strikeouts. Two Ks for him. The Threshers trailing by one heading to the bottom third.
Bang. Thresher.
Watch me now.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark. Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-price drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-price drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out ThreshersBaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join us for Boo Bash, a family-friendly trick-or-treat event at BayCare Ballpark. Local businesses and vendors will be passing out candy to kids on the concourse as families walk table to table on Halloween night. Hayrides, games, and an on-field costume parade highlight the evening. Gates will open on October 31st at 5:30. But that's not the first spooky event that might be coming to BayCare Ballpark, as Raider Tello is started with a 1-0 count by Ethan Lanthier. former Kansas Jayhawk, who sends in the cutter to make it 1-1. The next spooky event might be coming on Friday the 13th. Could be game 3 of the Florida State League West Division Series between the Threshers and the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com. Fastball fouled away by Tello, and it's 1-2. Ethan Lanthier, collegiate teammates with two Threshers. Tegan Kane, who unfortunately is on the 7-day injured list for Clearwater. And Cody Shojinaga, who is sitting out tonight's contest. The 1-2 hit on the ground, foul down the third baseline by Tello. It stays at 1-2. 1-0 is the score. And all three hits today have gone to the St. Lucie Mets. 1-2 to Tello, who's back in the right-handed batter's box. 256 hitter, 5 ribbies so far with Clearwater. The 1-2 outside, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out in the bottom third. The pitch, fastball, hit in the air, out to right field. Coming in is Serrano, and he makes the call and the catch in right for out number one. Last five retired since the Eduardo Tait walk in the first inning, and the Threshers now have one out in the third, trailing by one run. So one gone for Brady Day, designated hitter who has two pretty clutch hits in the last two games for the Clearwater Threshers. First pitch to Day, misses outside on the breaking ball, and it's a 1-0 count. Brady DHing tonight. He had a two RBI single on Thursday that gave the Threshers the lead for good in a game they won 6-4. 1-0 popped up over our heads in the press box, and it stays, or it evens, at 1-1. Then yesterday, Brady Day led off the seventh inning with a single and ended up scoring the first of three runs to help the Threshers take the lead. So a go-ahead RBI single and then a rally-starting single for Tello in his last two games. 2-1, or for Day, excuse me. 2-1 the count to Brady, who's hitting 186 with five RBIs so far as a pro. 2-1 now, here's the pitch. Fastball cut on and missed, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Bases still clear for the Threshers, who are getting no hit so far with one out in the third. Lanthier deals. Fastball outside, and it's 3-2. Full count to Brady Day. Day, 2-for-8 this series, two RBIs and a run scored, and this is his third game against St. Lucie. Now the payoff pitch, swing and a miss, and that is strike three. Cut fastball by Brady for out number two, and Lanthier adds a strikeout. Four Ks so far for Mets pitching. The first three in the last inning from Dylan Raw. So four out of the last five batters down on strikes for the Threshers. Two gone in the third now for Starlin Caba. He lined out to short in the first inning and has reached base for the Threshers in each of the last four games. Caba typically takes the first pitch as he does there, looking the fastball into the glove of Sanger to make it an 0-1 count. Two outs in the bottom third, 1-0 lead for the Mets. And the pitch to Caba misses low. It's 1-1. Threshers still looking for their first hit of the game. They carried a no-hitter into the top of the sixth inning yesterday. Lasted 5 1/3 in the eventual 3-2 Threshers win. 1-1 the count now, and here's the pitch. Low on the cutter, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike, the count. Lanthier sets up from the right side of the rubber. He deals. Caba hits a chopper down the first baseline. It's scooped up by Collins. Flipped to the pitcher, Lanthier, who covers, tagging the bag for a 1-2-3 third inning. Threshers down in order for the second straight frame. It's still a 1-0 lead for the match as we head into the fourth here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Keep up with the action all season and postseason long to visit threshersbaseball.com for events, merchandise, and a whole lot more. Still plenty of news to be coming on the ThreshersBaseball.com website in the postseason and after the postseason. September 12th and 13th will be here. September 10th, I'll have the call on the website, audio only, in Lakeland. You can listen to Joe Puccio's broadcast. He's the voice of the Flying Tigers. They'll have the TV call on MILB.com on Tuesday. Top of the fourth inning now. ...0-1 the count to Eli Serrano. So an 0-1 count, Serrano, Ewing, and Brizelli leading off the fourth for St. Lucie. 1-0 lead for the Threshers, and now a 1-1 count to Eli Serrano the third. Singled in his last at-bat, but then was taken out on the next pitch on a fielder's choice. He's got a 1-1 count now with hits in each of the last two games. The 1-1, slider misses inside from Wilson. It's a 2-1 count. Two-one the count, left-on-left matchup as Wilson deals. Slider drops below the zone. It's a 3-1 count now to Eli Serrano, right fielder once again. For the fourth round draft pick out of NC State. College teammates with Threshers hurler Sam Highfill. 3-1 now to Serrano. Here's the pitch. Pops up the 3-1 pitch, staying on the infield for Starlin Caba. He waves off DeMartini on the backup, makes the catch with two hands for out number one. Second pop-up caught by Caba. Third time a Threshers lefty has forced a weak pop fly from the St. Lucie Mets. One out, and that will bring up A.J. Ewing, who grounded into a fielder's choice in the last at-bat. Slider misses, and it's a 1-0 count. Slider misses, and it's 2-0. 1-0 lead for the Mets. They have three hits. Threshers still getting no hit here in the third inning. Bullpens are clear for what I believe is the first time today as we're in the top of the fourth inning and we've already seen two different Threshers hurlers and three different Mets hurlers as the slider is taken for a called strike by Ewing on the outside part of the plate. 2-1 the count with one gone in the top of the fourth as Wilson gets ready to go. The kick and the 2-1. Fly ball, foul, well above our heads in the press box, and it's 2-2. Oh, Two balls, two strikes, one out. Bases clear here in the top of the fourth. Wilson says yes to the sign from Tyee. And he steps off to avoid the pitch clock violation. Two balls, two strikes remain the count, and he doesn't avoid the pitch clock violation. It's automatic ball three. So because of the violation, it's a 3-2 count. Full to Ewing, designated hitter for the Mets with five homers and 34 ribbies on the season. Payoff pitch, slider drops below the zone, and the pitch clock violation proves fatal as Wilson walks his second batter on what was a 2-2 count before he had a pitch clock violation. One gone. And Nick Roselli up of the dish. Threshers will pinch up the middle for two with Starling Caba closer to the second base bag with lefty Roselli at the dish. Another left-on-left matchup as Roselli walked on four pitches back in the second. Only batter walked by Lachlan Wells. Slider misses, and it's a 1-0 count. On first is A.J. Ewing, who has seven steals in five attempts on the season for St. Lucie. Sorry, seven steals in 12 attempts. He's been caught five times. 1-0, outside and low, and just clipping the knees of Nick Roselli. One ball, one strike, the count. So 1-1 count. As Ewing extends his lead off first, is being watched closely by Tella. 1-1, breaking ball, that settles in, completely freezes Roselli. Now it's 1-2. That slider looking very deceptive out of the hands of A.J. Wilson. One and two the count, and the pitch. Wave and a whiff, strike three. A.J. Wilson sent a slider to the other batter's box, and Nick Roselli went after it. There are two down in the top of the fourth inning. And we'll take another look at this ugly swing from Nick Roselli. Below the zone, in the dirt, in the right-handed batter's box. A nasty slider by A.J. Wilson. Those are the kind of pitches I swing at in MLB The Show, and I'm not saying that to tout my video game ability. 1-0 the count to Jacoby Long as he takes a slider for ball number one. Jacoby popped out to third to end the second inning. 228 hitter and a 5 RBI season so far for Clearwater. Wilson with a quick pickoff move, but it's not fast enough as A.J. Ewing returns back to the first base bag. Threshers have a righty up in the bullpen. I believe it's Eli Trope, but it's hard to tell from this distance. 1-0, cut on and miss. And another nasty breaking ball from A.J. Wilson. The slider completely fooling Long and evening the count at 1-2, or 1-1. One on first, one on the scoreboard for St. Lucie. Two outs in the top of the fourth. Five on the pitch clock as Wilson deals. Ewing goes. Fastball in for a strike. Throw to second base. Bounces over the glove of Saltabon. But it stays on the infield dirt. It's a 1-2 count to Jacoby Long, but A.J. Ewing has his eighth stolen base of the 2024 season. Good jump, and Tait had a chance. He's got a powerful arm, but just a bit low getting into the glove of Saltabon. It's a 1-2 count to Long now as Wilson sets up for the pitch. Slider hit in the air, high and deep out to right field. Matheson sprinting towards the foul line, makes the catch, and ends the fourth inning. So the Threshers get a man aboard with a walk, but good pitching again from A.J. Wilson. Strands the runner and heads us in the bottom of the fourth inning. 1-0 lead for the St. Lucie Mets.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Our next and final home game of the regular season is tomorrow, September 7th, against the St. Lucie Mets. Gates will open at 11. First pitch is at noon. It's a 1-0 count to Dante Norrie, leading off the fourth inning for Clearwater, trailing by a run. Ethan Lanthier could become the first Mets pitcher to throw multiple innings. He's already become the first to work in multiple innings, but we'll see if the Threshers can't hit him around to chase him from the game. 1-0 the lead for St. Lucie. Threshers still looking for their first hit. Already a 3-0 count to Dante Norrie, and putting a speedster like Norrie on the bag would be a good start to this fourth inning. Dante has reached base 6 consecutive games. 8 for his last 21, for his last 22 if you include the out in the first inning. But his on-base streak already to 7 games as he reaches on a 4-pitch walk to start off the fourth. Eduardo Tait coming up to the plate. He's reached base in his last 8. And has the potential to extend his hit and RBI streak with Norrie on first. 7 straight games with a hit, 7 straight games with a ribby for Tait. He walked back in the first inning. He's got Norrie on first base, certainly a threat to steal as Tait turns away from an inside fastball that's in for a called strike. Norrie is 4-for-5 in stolen bases in his first season as a pro. He was caught once on Thursday the 5th. With 2 steals in 3 games last week. Pickoff attempt at first base not in time as Lanthier couldn't get Norrie on the pickoff. Mets do have a reliever warming up in their bullpen, and it is Eli Trope getting loose in left field for Clearwater. 0-1, cut on a missed. Tight underneath the fastball there, and it's 0-2. Tying run is at first base in the form of the speedy Dante Norrie. And Eduardo Tait has 24 RBIs in about 20 games for the Clearwater Threshers. Off goes Norrie with a great jump. It's a pitch out, bouncing throw in time. Ethan Lanthier calls a pitch out late as Dante Norrie is caught stealing for the second time this series, and now there's one out in the fourth inning as the leadoff walk is averted. You saw the pitch out and a good throw to second base. Norrie did everything he could there and certainly made it close, but you can see the tag applied there by Marco Vargas. 1-2, cut on a miss, and that's strike 3. So in a matter of 2 pitches, 2 outs all recorded. And now Devin Saltabon comes up to the plate in a tie game. Two gone, bottom fourth inning. Threshers trailing by 1, but Devin Saltabon certainly has the power to change the score with a flick of his wrist. Fastball in for a strike, it's 0-1. 17 homers, 12 of them here at BayCare Ballpark. In his first full season as a pro, he did hit 1 in the FCL last year. Check swing by Saltaban. Doesn't matter as the fastball lands on the outside edge. Bring the count to 0-2. Salty's reached in 10 straight games, but he's 0-1 today. Grounded out to third back in the first inning. Now he's got an 0-2 on Lanthier. As Saltaban takes a timeout, he steps back in with an 0-2 count, and Lanthier is already set up from the stretch. The 0-2 way upstairs on the breaking ball. 1-2 now the count. One ball, two strikes, two outs. The pitch, swing and a miss, and that is strike three. Strikeout number three for Ethan Lanthier. And despite a leadoff walk, Threshers go down in order in the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. On to the fifth. Mets 1, Threshers nothing.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Don't forget to follow the Clearwater Threshers on Facebook at threshersbaseball.com to keep up with the action all season long. We're also at Threshers Baseball on Instagram and Threads, and at Threshers on X and TikTok. First pitch of the fifth inning popped up in foul territory, and Tait lost it in the light, so it bounces in front of the backstop for an 0-1 count on Marco Vargas. A.J. Wilson replaced by Eli Trope. Wilson is in line for the loss after allowing one run on one hit with two walks and three strikeouts. Eli Trope, 16th rounder of the 2024 draft out of Penn, Ivy Leaguer, but University of Pennsylvania with a proud baseball tradition. Trope has pitched exclusively out of the pen so far for the Threshers. He's in his fourth relief appearance. 0-1, grounded to second base, scooped up by Saltaban. Quick flip to Tello, and Vargas is retired on the 4-3. So one gone as Trope starts off his third pro inning with a ground out. 2 2/3 in his previous three outings, three hits, three runs, a walk, and two strikeouts. Fastball change and a slider for the former Quaker, and I'm not talking about his religion. That is what Penn calls themselves. Top of the fifth inning, one out. Fastball down the pipe to Carson Benj, and it's 0-1. Benj, a first rounder out of Oklahoma State. And second year in a row, the Mets one the count as the changeup misses. Two doubles so far for Benj, including an RBI two-bagger in the third inning. Drove in so far the only run of the game as the Mets lead the Threshers 1-0. 1-1 the pitch. Slider just catching the low part of the zone, and it's 1-2. Nasty breaker by Eli Trope. He's 22 years old and has not allowed a run in each of his last two outings after letting up three in his first. Now the 1-2. Hard ground ball, base hit into left field. Three hits now for Carson Benge, who takes a wide turnaround first and steps back with the single. Two doubles and now a base hit for Benge, who has three of the Mets' four hits so far, and this one was a shift beater. Carson DeMartini closer to shortstop on the shift for the lefty batter, but Benge has been able to just put that baseball wherever he wants it. He has three of the Mets' four hits in the top of the fifth inning. Threshers still without a hit as the changeup from Trope gets past Hayden Singer to make it an 0-1 count. 1-0 the lead for St. Lucie. They have four hits to the Threshers' zero. Still getting no hit here in the top of the fifth inning. 0-1. Taken the other way. Soft pop fly. Tello chases as that goes foul. 0-2. O2 the count as Gustavo Garza cleans home plate. Now back in the box is Hayden Singer. He left in the seventh inning of the other game he played back on Thursday. 0-2. Slider bounces out of the glove of Tai, just missing inside, and the count drops to 1-2. Just the second pitch that Trope has thrown so far that has missed out of the strike zone. 1-2 the count. Man on first with one gone in the fifth. The 1-2 called. Strike three. Fastball to the outside corner. Got him. And Eli Trope gets the Threshers' sixth strikeout of the evening. Two from Wells. Three from Wilson. And now Eli Trope gets his name on the board with his fourth career strikeout. Third career strikeout. Lefty hitter up at the plate now, Corey Collins. He was 0-2 with a pop fly and a K. 1-0 on the sinker as we take another look on the strikeout. Close call as Singer was called out on strikes by a sinker. Athanese. It's a 1-0 now to Corey Collins. Quick back pick to first base, and Tello makes a good play keeping that in front of him as that ball was low on a quick whip over to first to try and get Carson Benge. Benge has good speed. Two steals so far in two chances in this his 14th game as a professional. 2-0 now to Collins. Slider missing upstairs, and it's 3-0. Rio to Collins now, with each team starting to get up action in their left field bullpen. Here's the 3-0. Fastball called strike one as the heater lands on the outer half of the plate, but it does the trick to get the first strike of the AB. 3-1 the count, one on, two outs, with Carson Benge taking a short lead off of first. Raider Tello there watching. Five on the clock for Trope, he deals. Fouled back, cued off the end of the bat, and bouncing towards the Threshers' dugout on the third base side. Count fills up at 3-2. It's a full count, three balls and two strikes. Two outs in the top of the fifth. 1-0 lead for St. Lucie, who have a man on first base. Trope at the mound. Collins at the plate. Five on the pitch clock as Trope is set. Now he fires. Runner goes. Slider called. Strike three on the outside edge, but it's challenged. And it's upheld. Back-to-back K's looking for Eli Trope, who gets his second multi-strikeout game. Does allow a hit, though, but no runs, no errors, and one man left aboard. Eli Trope gets two strikeouts looking on the St. Lucie Mets to send us to the bottom of the fifth inning in a 1-0 deficit. Threshers trail by one at the halfway point when we return.
Every Thursday night at Baycare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baycare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
For the second straight season, the Clearwater Threshers are back in the playoffs. Cheer on the Threshers in the Minor League Baseball postseason on Thursday, September 12th at Baycare Ballpark. Game time is 6:30 p.m. and features the regular Thursday staple, Taps and Tacos Night. Get ready for Threshers postseason baseball, plus tacos and burritos from Moe's Southwest Grill on Thursday, September 12th. And get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers postgame fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and light up the sky with us at Baycare Ballpark.
Halfway home here in Clearwater, and a tight one. 1-0 the lead, four hits, though all of them have come for the St. Lucie Mets. Their hitters have connected on four hits, and they're using their fourth different pitcher is Jeremy Peguero. Checks into the game for St. Lucie, replacing Ethan Lanthier, who's in line for the win after two shutout innings. Carson DeMartini started to go on the slider, but held back in time to start off the bottom of the fifth with a 1-0 count. 1-0 to DeMartini, who went down on strikes in the second. Here's the pitch from Peguero. Fastball in the dirt, and it's 2-0. 1-0 lead for St. Lucie. They have four hits, but have a no-hitter going here in the top of the fifth inning. And now is the time of the game where I say no-hitter as much as I possibly can to try and break the no-hitter. 2-0 to DeMartini. This one hit well out to center field. Back goes Bench towards the warning track. Jumping up, and he drops it. DeMartini increases his speed, and he takes a move around second base. He's heading to third. Throws cut off at short. No throw to third base. And Carson DeMartini swims his way to third with a shark-themed celebration as he heads 90 feet away from becoming the game's tying run. It should be an error on Carson Bench, but I think for the celebration alone, they should call this a hit. Well struck by DeMartini out to deep center, and Bench just couldn't get under it enough. It is, however, going to be ruled a triple. Third of the year for DeMartini, and the no-hitter is broken. Now the Threshers have the go-ahead run at the dish in one of their most prolific hitters so far in the draft class, Joel Dragu. One-zero to Joel Dragu with the infield pushed in for St. Lucie. Curveball upstairs, it's a 2-0 count. And let's take a look at the celebration. Great base running by DeMartini, great hit, but look at that. That's how you get with the team right there. Carson DeMartini bringing the Thresher Shark to Threshersville. 2-0. Upstairs fastball, eye level on Dragu, and it's a 3-0 count to the Threshers left fielder. Dragu has reached base in six straight games. He had a six-game hit streak to start his pro career. And he is now tied for the most consecutive games where he has reached 3-0 the pitch. Outside, ball four. And for Dre Goo, he has now walked 11 times in the past seven games. Threshers have the go-ahead run on first now. Runners on the corners, nobody out here in the fifth inning. And that'll bring up Carter Matheson, who is looking to extend his career opening on base streak to 10 games. Matheson had a spell on the injured list for Clearwater, but he has been an on-base machine in his first nine games with Clearwater. He's walked nine times and has an on-base percentage of .486 through his first month as a pro, taking the fastball, making it 0-1. He struck out in the second inning, though. Now has two aboard to work with. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball low, and it's 0-2. Matheson can play all over the outfield. Played every single game for Indiana since joining the program in 2022 as a Hoosier. Lines one to right field, but it goes foul. Still 0-2. That would have at least scored DeMartini, and Dre Goo was motoring around the bases, but instead he'll head back to first with an 0-2 count on Carter Matheson. Dre Goo on first, DeMartini on third, runners on the corners with nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Threshers broke up the no-hitter, but now are trying to come back in this tight game. 1-0 the lead for St. Lucie, 2-1, nobody out. 0-2 to Matheson, checks his swing, did he go? He did not, it's 1-2. Slider in the dirt, and Matheson was going around before the pitch just dropped, and he held up his swing in time. A 1-2 count to Carter. Chance for his first pro RBI with DeMartini on third base. Piguero goes over to first base on the pickoff move. Dre Goo back safely. Joel Dre Goo, reigning Big South Player of the Year. Three steals in five chances so far with the Threshers, including two during his now seven-game on-base streak. One ball, two strikes, the count. Piguero deals. Matheson ropes one foul, and that hits the top of the net, keeping it at 1-2. Runners on the corners, still nobody out in the bottom of the fifth inning. The 1-2 pitch, broken bat as that one is rammed into the netting on the right field side. And back to the dugout goes Matheson to get a new stick as the Threshers' bat boy brings a new set of baseballs to the home plate up. And that was one of those where there's no visible breaks in the bat, but you could hear it on the way that sounded coming off of his bat. So a new stick for Matheson, two-tone black and tan bat with an all-tan bat now replacing the broken piece of lumber. One ball, two strikes, the count, two on, nobody out in the bottom fifth. Piguero sets and deals. Breaking ball bounces into the glove of Senger. He chests it down and evens the count on Matheson, 2-2. Carter Matheson is one of just three players at Indiana with 40 or more home runs in their first three seasons at Indiana. The other two have made it to the major leagues. Alex Dickerson made it with the Cardinals, and of course Kyle Schwarber initially made it with the Cubs, but now the Phillies' leadoff man. Matheson cues one off the end of the bat. The 2-2 is fouled, and that's three pitches knocked away with two strikes on Carter Matheson. He is battling in this at-bat. Eight pitches so far. Two balls, two strikes. Two on, nobody out. 2-2. Another foul ball. That's five two-strike foul balls. Still a 2-2 count. One pitch away from double digits, And the 10th pitch of the at-bat is locked and loaded in the glove of Jeremy Peguera. 2-2. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. Early swing on the slider from Matheson, and he's down on strikes for the second time as Peguero gets his first. Three Ks for Dylan Ross, three Ks and two shutout innings for Ethan Lanthier, and now one for Peguero makes it seven. So one down, still men on first and third for Raider Tella. The pitch, fastball, in for a strike, back pick to first base, close, but no cigar. Joel Dragoo back in the nick of time as Hayden Senger almost caught him with a quick throw over to first base. And we'll take another look. No, we won't. I thought we were going to. But Raider Tello is set with five on the pitch clock, so we'll stay here. Peguero deals. Fastball again catches the outside part of the plate. It's 0-2. Now we go and take a look at how close that back pick was. Pitch was a strike and instantly goes to first, does Senger. And tie goes to the runner over on the first base bag. 0-2 to Tello now. Runners on the corners. Threshers trail by one. And Tello stays alive, fouling back a slider and keeping the count at nothing and two. 0-2 to Tello, and now 20 pitches in the inning for Jeremy Peguero with 12 over for strikes. Tello's 0-for-1 with a flyout. He has five ribbies as a thresher and is 1-for-6 in two games this series. One out in the bottom fifth, 0-2 to Tello. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. Second at-bat in a row where a slider has ended the AB on a strikeout. So two gone. Now the inning-ending double play is out of order. Play to any base with runners on the corners and Brady Day coming up to the plate. I mentioned in his last at-bat how his last two hits for Clearwater have been clutch. He had a two-run single with two outs in the seventh inning that gave the Threshers the lead for good on Wednesday to give them their first win over the Mets. Breaking ball just catches the outer edge, and it's no one count today. His most recent hit came late in the game yesterday, the seventh inning. Got the first hit to lead off the frame, scored the first run of three that helped the Threshers take the lead for good. Now he's got an 0-1. Line drive back up the middle, but it's caught by the second baseman on a hop. He fires to first just in time, and the Threshers start this inning with a leadoff triple. But that is all they can get. Marco Vargas with a great play. It's short on the shift. And the Threshers are held without a run in the fifth inning. No runs a hit, no errors, two left. On to the sixth we go. It's 1-0 St. Lucie.
Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-price drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-price drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Threshers had their chances in the bottom of the fifth, but now we're into the sixth, still with a 1-0 score. Hauk Serrano and Ewing leading things off for St. Lucie, and Eli Trope remains on the hill after a solid fifth inning of work. He had a one-out single to Carson Benj, who's 3-for-3 today. After that, two straight strikeouts. Starts off Houck with a slider that misses the glove of Tai. It's a 1-0 count. Wild one harmless with nobody aboard. So it's just a 1-0 count to Colin Houck, who is 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Now the 1-0. And that gets him. Not a fastball, but a changeup getting right in the ribs of Houck, and he is going to slowly walk over to first base after shedding his guards. Leadoff man aboard for the first time since the Mets drew a walk to lead off the third inning. That batter scored, and the Frenchers hoping Houck doesn't follow suit. And let's take a look. Not much he could do. He tried to skinny himself up, get out of the way, and then took a baseball to the armpit. So Houck on first base. And Yohairo Cuevas will come in to replace Eli Serrano. Serrano 1-for-2, and the Mets probably just trying to get everyone more reps at this point. Should be a straight swap as Cuevas has already played right field for St. Lucie during this series. 1-0 to Cuevas now with Houck on first base. Fastball cut on and fouled into the glove of Tait. It's a 1-1 count. So Houck is on first base for St. Lucie as Cuevas calls a timeout. The Mets first rounder last year has 8 stolen bases in 12 attempts in his first full minor league season. And we'll take another look as that ball got fouled off of Tai, who is now getting looked at by the Threshers skipper Marty Malloy and head athletic trainer Samantha Myers. And this is a guy who the Threshers probably can't afford to lose come postseason. He has been excellent, the 18-year-old, as we take another look just to see where that got him. It was just deflected off the catcher. And not hard to see. The ball might have just hit him in the wrong spot in his catching hand, as he came right up after taking that deflection. And Eduardo Tait staying in the ball game. Tough kid at 18. And he stays behind the plate for Clearwater on a 1-1 count. Big shout out to Samantha Myers, the Threshers head athletic trainer, back in the dugout with Marty Malloy now. So, a 1-1 count to Yohairo Cuevas, with a man on first and nobody out. Fastball misses outside, and it's a 2-1 count to Tai. We'll keep an eye on him, see how long he stays in the game. He's clearly not injured, or else he would be out, but he might come out just for precautionary reasons as the Threshers prepare for the playoffs on Tuesday. Changeup misses low. Now it's 3-1. Three balls, one strike, the count. Now the pitch. 3-1 connected and hit high in the air out to shallow left center field. Dragoo coming in. He calls off Nori and makes the catch in center for out number one. Usually you'd expect the center fielder to make the call on that play, but Joel Dragoo just kept on moving right into the path of the fly ball for the first out of the sixth inning. Houck still on first base, now with the plate A.J. Ewing, who has reached twice but is 0-for-1 as he reached on a fielder's choice in the second, walked and stole a base in the fourth inning. One out, one on. Threshers trail by one. First pitch to Ewing. Swing and a miss. And the slider by him, 0-1. Ewing, an outfielder by trade, DHing tonight for St. Lucie. He's got 5 homers and 34 RBIs with a .233 batting average. Next pitch, in for a strike. Back pick at first, not in time. As Houck getting back too quick for Tietz. No two to Ewing, though. The Mets have a man in their bullpen. Christian Rodriguez getting loose out in left field. Threshers look like they have a righty up and warming as well. 0-2 to Ewing now. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. It rolls back to the backstop. Off to second goes Houck. And the count is 1-2 now to A.J. Ewing. An inning double play, no longer in the cards in the conventional sense, with a man on second on the wild pitch. So Houck on second, one down for A.J. Ewing up at the plate with a 1-0 count, 1-2 count on him. Long look at second for Trope. Now the 1-2. Breaking ball, rolling back to the backstop. I thought for a second that hit A.J. Ewing, but I guess it did not. So it's a 2-2 count with the man now on third on back-to-back wild pitches from Eli Trope. 2-2 count now. Threshers infield will move in with Houck now 90 feet from home. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Top of the sixth inning, 1-0 Mets. Trope sets from the center of the rubber, and now he deals. Swing and a miss. That's strike three. Blows the fastball by him. And sends the infield back to normal depth with his third strikeout of the ball game. Trope has a career-high 3 Ks in an inning and 2/3. And we take another look. A fastball, just a bullet into the high portion of the strike zone. And there's two away. Infield relaxes for Clearwater. Slight lefty shift, though, for Nick Roselli. First pitch to him misses outside, and it's 1-0. Usually Carson DeMartini would be shifted more towards shortstop, but he's got to play closer to third to hold the runner on. Storlin Caba is up the middle. Devin Saltaban is just about in between first and second base with his heels on the outfield grass, and Raider Tello shaded towards second. He gets the two-hopper, scoops it up on a pair, tags the bag himself after calling off Trope, and that will do it for the sixth inning. Leadoff man hit by a pitch. Two wild pitches made it interesting, but the Threshers escape the sixth inning unscathed, stranding a man on third base. Now it's the bottom of the sixth inning. Threshers trail by one.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field, and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at threshersbaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Christian Rodriguez now in on the mound for the St. Lucie Mets. Yohairo Cuevas stays in right field, replacing Eli Serrano, for whom he pinch hit in the last inning. Fifth pitcher for St. Lucie here in the sixth, as it started off on a foul ball by Starlin Caba. 1-0 lead, 0-1 count here in the bottom six. The Mets are ahead. 1-0 to Caba. Hit one on the ground toward second base. Fielded in right by Roselli. Quick flip to first in time to get the speedy Starlin. And there's one gone in the sixth inning. Now bring up Dante Norrie. Walked in the fourth inning, but was caught stealing. So his on-base streak has extended for Clearwater to a career-best seven games. Curveball in for a strike. It's an 0-1 count on Norrie. Jeremy Peguero's line is final. Unlikely to get a decision as Norrie takes a fastball for strike two. Peguero went one shutout inning. Did allow the first hit of the game with one walk allowed and two strikeouts. Now it's Christian Rodriguez as Norrie knocks one foul off the catcher's mask. It's still Hayden Sanger, though he might have a ticking clock, as Sanger is still rehabbing for the St. Lucie Mets. O-2. And it's a swing and a miss for Norrie. Change up by him. That is strike three for the second out in the sixth inning. First strikeout for Rodriguez, the ninth for the St. Lucie Mets. Two gone, and as expected, there's a pinch hitter for Eduardo Tait. Cody Shojinaga will come on to pitch for the Threshers catcher, who reached base for the eighth straight game, but his hit and RBI streak ends at seven games. And I don't think Tait is hurt, but better to rest him now than have a guy who's been the best hitter for Clearwater injured for the postseason run. Shojinaga hits a high fly ball out to center field. Back goes Benj towards the warning track. This time he makes the grab for the final out of the sixth inning. So the pinch hit at bat ends up in a 1-2-3 sixth inning. We're on to the seventh, still 1-0 St. Lucie.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off nine innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the BayCare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Yosbel Garcia makes his Threshers debut, coming in for the top of the seventh inning against Long, Vargas, and Bench. 1-0 the count as the fastball misses up to Jacoby Long. Two shutout innings for Eli Trope, allowed one hit for the Threshers. 2-0 the count as Garcia misses with another fastball. 2-0 to Long. Yosbel Garcia, 20 years old, with a four-pitch mix out of Ciudad Bolivar in Venezuela. 2-0, hit back up the middle to Caba. He whips a throw over to first base, snagged by Tello for out number one. That might be a 1-6-3 as Garcia kind of made a behind-the-back swipe at it. And he might have deflected a little bit, but didn't really matter for Starlin Caba. He is just so smooth over it short. I believe it's just a 6-3 ground out. Either way, there's one out in the seventh inning. Another lefty up to the plate, Marco Vargas, leadoff man for the Mets, takes a fastball upstairs to make it a 1-0 count. Four-pitch mix for Garcia, who had a 4.33 ERA in 14 appearances in the Complex League. He's got a fastball, changeup, curve, and a sinker for the Venezuelan native. 1-0 low, it's 2-0. Two of the count with one gone in the top of the seventh inning. Threshers trailing 1-0. They have just one hit, and the Mets have four. 2-0 turns to 3-0 as another fastball misses to Marco Vargas, who walked and scored in the third inning. He's 0 for 2 on the day, though. And that's ball four. Another fastball missing inside to Vargas, and a four-pitch walk for the first walk by Yosbel Garcia. He was signed as an amateur free agent in 2021. And started for the first two seasons in the Dominican Summer League. First three seasons in the Dominican Summer League before coming to America this season. Top of the seventh inning, one out, one on, as the fastball misses upstairs to Carson Bench. The Mets' first-round pick has shown why he was a first-round pick. 3 for 3 with two doubles, including an RBI in the third inning. And now he's started off with a 1-0 count. Vargas on first base with a walk. And now the 1-0 coming to Bench. Off goes Vargas. Fastball misses upstairs. Throw in time to second base, but the tag is not. And Marco Vargas gets a stolen base. 2-0, the count now to Ben. And that was a great throw from Cody Shoji Naga as we take another look. Good jump by Ben. The throw looked well on time, but the tag a little late as Vargas slid in safely to second. Ben is at the plate with a 2-0 count. So man in scoring position with one gone, and the fastball touches the inside corner, 2-1 now to Carson Bench. 12th stolen base of the season for Marco Vargas. And now a 2-1 count to Carson Bench. 1-0 lead for St. Lucie, one out in the top of the seventh. 2-1, off to third goes Vargas. Fastball misses, throw to third base, and the tag applied, but not in time again. And that looked even closer than the one at second base. Really close play at third, but Vargas has back-to-back steals to bring the count up to 3-1, and we'll take a look. Let's see how close this tag was from DeMartini. Good-looking jump, and it looked like he got him. 3-1. Popped up, foul territory. DeMartini starts his run, but it will leave the yard in foul grounds, 3-2. 3-2, the count. Infield in for the Threshers with one out and Marco Vargas on third base. Full count to Carson Bench, who is 3-3 today. Payoff pitch coming from Garcia. Fastball popped foul again and out of play. Another full count to Carson Bench. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Top of the seventh inning, Mets lead by one. Garcia, the payoff, upstairs, that's ball four. Back-to-back walks from Yosbel Garcia in his first appearance as a Thresher. And out will come Gustavo Armas to have a chat before what could be the last at-bat of the evening by Hayden Senger. Cody Shoji Naga, Starlin Kaba join the mound visit, and we'll take a look at the scoreboard in the Phillies system. One final, Lehigh Valley racked up 10 hits, but lost 5-4 to the Buffalo Bisons. The Jersey Shore Blue Claws are ending off the season on a hot streak. Have a 4-0 lead and a three-hit shutout of the Aberdeen Ironbirds through five innings. Felix Reyes set to lead off the sixth. Bases loaded for Erie in the top of the sixth inning as the Reading Fight and Phils trail 5-1. Bases loaded, one out in the sixth inning for the Fight and Phils. So, two on, runners on the corners, one out in the seventh, 1-0 Mets. And a rehabber from AAA Syracuse, Hayden Senger, comes up to the plate. He's 0-3 today, but now up in a pretty big spot as he swings and misses at the slider to make it an 0-1 count. Garcia, promoted at the end of August, but making his Threshers debut here today. 0-1, off goes Bench. Pitch misses outside for a ball, and Shoji Naga holds the throw to keep Vargas on third base. And it's a stolen base for Carson Bench, his third as a pro. 1-1 is now the count to Hayden Senger. Two strikeouts and a flyout for the Mets rehabbing catcher. Now it's 1-1, infield back in for Clearwater with a double play now out of the picture. One on the clock as Garcia deals, grounded back up the middle, and it's a base hit. Sprinting in is Norrie, and weaved around second base is Carson Bench. Great throw home, high throw, Shoji Naga makes the tag, but he's called safe. Out comes Marty Malloy, and I don't know how they missed that. The throw got there feet before the runner did. Vargas will score, and we're going to take a look. Great piece of hitting by Hayden Senger. Timely hitting right up the middle. Norrie makes a fantastic throw home, and look at this. Tag down. Did he miss the tag? Like, I see three spots where we tagged the runner before he got on base. And Marty Malloy back to the Threshers dugout. It's 3-0 St. Lucie. Maybe he missed the tag. That's the only thing that I can think of. But it looked to me like that's a missed call. 3-0 Mets, one out in the top seven. Hayden Senger's on second, one gone for Corey Collins. Garcia deals. Fastball hammered out to center field. Norrie on his horse. He's sprinting towards the warning track and makes the running catch. Two away now as Dante Norrie continues to show his excellence in the field. Should have had an outfield assist on that last play, but instead it's 3-0. Two RBIs for Hayden Senger. He's on second, and then a great play on the run by Norrie to make the second out of the seventh inning. Corey Collins is retired. Now Colin Houck will step up for St. Lucie. They lead by three now with two away. And the Threshers, really over the course of this entire series, have just came up and surged late in these games against St. Lucie. So 3-0 as that's nubbed down the first baseline. Shoji Naga bare hands it, and it's foul. 0-1 to Houck. Senger was heading home as he came around second on the two-out play. ...0-1 to Colin Houck, who was hit by a pitch in the last inning, so he's reached base in the last three, but he struck out twice today, looking in the third, swinging in the seventh, or the second, excuse me. It is the seventh now, 0-1 the count to Houck. Man on second is Hayden Senger with the Threshers trailing by three. Yosbel Garcia in his first inning of single-A ball with the 0-1 on Colin Houck. Garcia deals. Fastball low. Did he go? He did. It's strike two. So an 0-2 count to Houck now. Two gone. Still a 3-0 lead by St. Lucie. And time is called by Colin Houck. First rounder last year, 32nd overall pick for the St. Lucie Mets. Played in the complex mostly last year and has been with the Mets all through the 2024 season. Two games left for St. Lucie as they're out of the postseason hunt. 0-2. Check swing, low, but it's challenged by Shoji Naga. He did not go, so we'll go to ABS on the review, and it's overturned, strike three. First strikeout is a Thresher for Yosbel Garcia. One run and one questionable run here in the seventh inning. One hit, no errors, one man left aboard. And a well-placed breaking ball from Yosbel Garcia sends us into the seventh inning stretch. Threshers trailing by three.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Every Thursday night at Baycare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baycare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
For the second straight season, the Clearwater Threshers are back in the playoffs. Cheer on the Threshers in the Minor League Baseball postseason on Thursday, September 12th at Baycare Ballpark. Game time is 6:30 p.m. and features the regular Thursday staple, Taps and Tacos Night. Get ready for Threshers postseason baseball, plus tacos and burritos from Moe's Southwest Grill on Thursday, September 12th. And get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Part of the Threshers' order coming up in the seventh inning, where they are in desperate need of some runs. 3-0 St. Lucie to start off the bottom of the seventh inning. Threshers are stretched out, and it's a 1-0 count to Devin Saltabon from Christian Rodriguez. Slider low, and he didn't go. 2-0 the count. Saltabon, DeMartini, and Dre Gou. Leading off the seventh for the Threshers. Between those three, a walk and a triple from Dre Gou and DeMartini as Saltabon swings and misses at a high fastball, 2-1. Each batter has struck out once. Saltabon's got a 10-game on base streak, and the other two have reached base at least once today. 2-1's fouled back. Now it's 2-2 to Saltabon, Threshers' home run and RBI leader so far this season. Now it's 2-2 here in the bottom seventh. The pitch outside on the sweeper, and it's 3-2. Payoff pitch to Saltabon. Handcuffs him, and did it touch his bat? It did. He foul tips it into the glove of Hayden Senger for the out. That puts Salty's 10-game on-base streak in jeopardy as he was punched out for the second time tonight. It's still Hayden Senger behind the plate. He has one hit, but two RBIs. And now Carson DeMartini is back up for the Threshers after a triple in the fifth inning. One out, and he pulls back a bunt. And that does sound weird considering he just tripled in the last at bat, but there is a massive lefty shift on Carson DeMartini. He doesn't try to bunt there, but that changeup was well below the zone. The count, one gone in the bottom seventh. The pitch to DeMartini. This one hit in the air out to left field. It's tailing towards the foul line and bounces off the wall. It's a 2-1 count. So a long strike one for Carson DeMartini. 302 hitter in his first season as a pro. Two homers and eight RBIs for the Threshers. 2-1. Upstairs on the fastball, and it's 3-1. Any base runner will do for Clearwater. They just need to chip away at this lead here in the bottom of the seventh. Pitch number 20 coming for Christian Rodriguez. The kick and the throw. 3-1. Line drive into right field, and that's down for a base hit. Another multi-hit game for Carson DeMartini, who has been excellent in his first career season as a pro. The former Virginia Tech Hokie with hits in his last two ABs, and he gets that one down into right field for a one-out knock. DeMartini also a threat on the base pass with seven steals in eight attempts so far this season. He had just six for the Hokies in 54 games, so he's already up to stolen base production in the pros. Sweeper missing low to Dre Gu. It's a 1-0 count. And Dre Gu now has a career-best seven-game on-base streak with his 11th walk over that period in these last seven games coming in the fifth inning. 2-0 now as the sinker sinks a bit too low. Drops below the zone to balloon the count up to 2-0 for Dre Gu. DeMartini inches off of first. He's got a sizable lead but is being watched by Corey Collins. 2-0 the pitch. Pops straight up. First baseman Collins is there as DeMartini heads back to first. Collins makes the catch in the infield grass, and there's two away. Now Carter Matheson coming up for Clearwater. He has reached in each of his first nine games as a pro. And now in game number 10, he's 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts. But he's had some battles of some of at-bats, reaching double-digit throws against him in that fifth inning AB where he went down swinging. 3-0 the lead for St. Lucie. Two hits for Clearwater, both off the bat of Carson DeMartini. Fastball misses outside. Throw back to first, not in time. Good idea from Senger, but DeMartini was back just before the throw. Breaking ball bounces below the zone. It's a 2-0 count. Two outs. DeMartini with a leadoff of first. The pitch to Matheson. In the dirt, it's 3-0. DeMartini, no intents to steal so far, and he'll walk to second anyway. Fastball missed into Carter Matheson. And now he has reached in each of his 10 pro games. Two-out walk brings the tying run to the plate in the form of Raider Tello. Matheson on first, DeMartini on second. Two great runners aboard for the Threshers as Tello looks for the rip, and Hayden Senger comes up to mound on the mound visit. And out comes the home plate umpire, Gustavo Garza, to break up the mound visit. Two on, two outs. DeMartini on second, Matheson on first, and the tying run, Raider Tello, coming to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. Tello, a former Iowa Hawkeye, 23 years old, undrafted after hitting .357 in his final year at Iowa, with just nine errors over his two seasons with the University of Iowa. First pitch to Tello. This ball's hammered out to right center field. Bench going back towards the warning track on the run, and what a play! Carson Bench covers a whole lot of ground and robs Tello of extra bases with a running catch going all the way to the warning track. Looked like the Threshers were about to start something here as Tello hammered that hanger out to right center, but Carson Benge makes it look easy and ends the seventh inning. Threshers get a hit, but strand two. We head into the eighth. Clearwater trailing by three.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark. Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-price drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-price drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Yosbel Garcia back out for the eighth inning. 3-0 the lead for St. Lucie with Cuevas getting his second at bat after coming in the sixth inning for Eli Serrano. He leads off the eighth inning with the Mets leading by three runs. Takes a fastball from Garcia for ball number one. After Cuevas, we have Ewing and Roselli in the top of the eighth for the Mets. Great defense from Carson Benge in that last inning kept this game in a shutout. Cuevas bounces a sinker off the top of the netting behind home plate. That evens the count at 1-1. The man in the six hole for St. Lucie is a combined 1-for-3. Serrano 1-for-2, and Cuevas flied out to left back in the sixth. 1-1 now as Garcia rocks and fires. Fastball in for a strike, and it's 1-2. Left on right matchup with Cuevas on the righty Garcia. Threshers are hoping Garcia can take them the distance in the eighth inning. Swing and a miss there, and the slider gets out Garcia for strike three. Second strikeout for Yosbel as he ended off the seventh with a K as well. So, one gone, and now A.J. Ewing, designated hitter, coming up to the plate for the St. Lucie Mets. Ewing is 0-for-2, reaching on a walk and a fielder's choice, but he struck out in the sixth inning. One gone, and here's the first pitch to Ewing. Hit back up the middle off the glove of Garcia, and it bounces off of the glove of Caba, rolling into center field, likely for an error. If it's a hit, it is the sixth hit for St. Lucie. And we'll see what the official ruling is. It's an error on Starlin Caba. So the E6 puts Ewing on first base. That's the first error of the game for either side. So now Ewing is on first. Nick Roselli up to the plate. Another lefty taking on Yosbel Garcia. Had a pitch. Breaking ball missing upstairs above the bunted bat of Roselli. He kept the bunt down, but it's a 1-0 count as the ball missed up. 1-0 to Roselli now. It was 0 for 2, walked in the second, struck out and grounded out in his last two ABs. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike, the count. One gone in the top of the eighth. Leading off of first is A.J. Ewing. 3-0 lead for the St. Lucie Mets. Garcia wheels, fires to first base. Pickoff move not in time. Ewing looked like he was behind, but he recovered quickly enough to stay on first base safely. And it's still a 1-1 count to Roselli, 292 hitter on the season with a home run and six RBIs. 1-1. Fastball upstairs, and it's 2-1. Nick Roselli, Long Island native, drafted in the 11th round out of the University of Binghamton. Might be the best SUNY school in the state of New York, honestly. Really good school. 2-1 to Roselli. Hammers this one down the left field line, high and deep. Dragoo going back. He looks up, and that ball's off the wall. Gets away from Dragoo, and that's going to bring Ewing around third. Dragoo's going to hold the runner at second base, but A.J. Ewing scores from first on the one-out double, and it's 4-0 Mets. Four nothing the lead as Ewing. That'll be an unearned run. He comes around to score after reaching on an error. RBI number 7 for Nick Roselli. 4-0 St. Lucie here with one out in the top of the eighth inning. Now comes Jacoby Long to the dish. One out, one on. Sixth hit of the day for the Mets. First pitch to Long. Bounces on home plate. Shoji Naga pops up quickly after the recovery. And it's a 1-0 count to Jacoby. The count. 4-0 St. Lucie in the top of the eighth inning. Garcia looks at second. Now he deals. Inside, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, one gone in the top eighth. And the pitch. Breaking ball gets away from Shoji Naga. And walking over to third is Nick Roselli on the wild pitch. It's a 3-0 count now to Jacoby Long. Three-oh the count, one out here in the top of the eighth. Men on third. 3-0 to Long, so he might move to first, but the infield's now in for the Threshers. Surprisingly, no one up in their bullpen. As that one hammered, diving play, and Starlin Caba. Unbelievable catch for the second out. That guy has lightning fast reflexes. 18-year-old Starlin Caba. Quicker than a cat over at short for the second out of the eighth inning. What a play. Two gone in the top of the eighth. Leadoff man back up for St. Lucie. Marco Vargas at the dish with the man on third. Two gone in the first pitch to Marco. Just drops below the zone. Slider makes it 1-0. Vargas has walked twice. And he's 0 for 2 on the day as we get another look at an incredible play at short. A line drive, and Starlin Caba, as soon as it was hit, to the dirt. to make the catch for the out. Upstairs on the fastball, it's 2-0. Two other count, two outs. Man on third base for St. Lucie. One run across this inning has them ahead 4-0. Garcia deals. Fastball upstairs, just at the zone, or at the top of the zone, excuse me. It's 2-1. 38 pitches. 18 for strikes for Yospel Garcia. Here's the 2-1. Fouled backwards into the netting, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Seven on the clock as Garcia deals. Check swing by Vargas. He went around. Ball kicks away from the catcher. Shoji Naga whips it to first, and that will do it for the eighth inning. Drop third strike ends the frame. That's two Ks in the inning, three in the game for Yospel Garcia, but the Mets add another run. It will be unearned, though, coming on one hit with one error. One man left aboard. It's 4-0 St. Lucie heading into the bottom eighth.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer...
Bottom of the eighth inning, and the Threshers now trailing by four. Largest deficit of the game, and Clearwater hoping to make their first comeback of over three runs and complete it before the postseason. Brady Day starting things off for the Threshers, puts a charge into a changeup, but it's foul, 0-1. Christian Rodriguez still in the game for St. Lucie. He's about to throw his 30th pitch through two shutout innings. And another one fouled over the press box, this time by Day. It's 0-2. Day, Kaba, and Nori leading off the eighth inning for the Threshers. Bottom of the eighth inning, both hits from Carson DeMartini so far, and the Threshers down by four runs. Nothing into the count. Here's the pitch coming to Brady Day. Fastball low, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Rodriguez deals. Swing and a miss on the high change, and that is strike three. One gone in the eighth. Now comes Starlin Kaba, who is 0 for 3, but has made a couple of really nice plays over at short. Kaba is on a four-game on-base streak. Reached with a double yesterday. Four for his last 17, including his 0 for 3 performance today. And a rare swing at the first pitch tips the fastball foul. It's 0-1. Kaba led the Florida Complex League in stolen bases and runs as he hits a bouncer off of second base, scooped up by the shortstop as Kaba is thrown out at first by Marco Vargas. Two away. And it looks like the four-game on-base streak of Kaba will end at four straight games. Two gone And now Dante Norrie coming up to the plate for the Threshers. He has continued his on-base streak today, seven straight games reaching, getting the first on a walk leading off the fourth inning. He's 0 for 2, though, as he takes the curve for a called strike. And a challenge by Norrie overturns the call, so 0-1 becomes 1-0 to the Threshers center fielder. Now the pitch, breaking ball low, it's 2-0. Two other pitch, outside, and nope, it catches the corner, 2-1. To one pitch, upstairs, 3-1. Dante Norrie, 19 years old, already has showcased some great plate discipline so far for the Threshers, as he has a .419 on base percentage in his first month as a pro. And now he's on first for the second time, taking a changeup for ball four with a one out or a two out walk. So two away, men on first for Cody Shoji Naga, who flied out to deep center in his last at bat. First pitch to Shoji, fouled back down the third baseline, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one the count with two gone. Norrie's on first base. He's already been caught stealing today, but he's 4-for-6 in his first year as a pro. 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt, and now it's 1-1. One the count. Shoji Naga with an on-base streak in jeopardy as well. He has reached in the last seven games. Takes the curveball inside for ball two. And back at first safely on the back pick is Dante Norrie. 2-1 the count to Shoji Naga, who has walked nine times in the past seven games with four hits in his last 20 at-bats during this streak. 2-1 the count now. Shoji Naga at the dish. Here's the pitch from Rodriguez. Bouncer back up the middle, rolling towards Vargas. He'll go the short way to second, and the play made as they get out the sliding Dante Norrie. 6-4 on the fielder's choice, and we head to the ninth. 4-0 Mets as we approach the game's final inning.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off nine innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will...
Titan Hayes up for the last time in the regular season. Two innings of Yosbel Garcia in his debut led to three runs for St. Lucie. They lead it 4-0 here in the top of the ninth. First pitch swinging goes Carson Benj. Fastball fouled off 0-1. Carson is 3-for-3. He walked and scored in the seventh inning. His only at bat so far without a hit. Now he's up against Titan Hayes, the flame-throwing righty out of Austin Peay State University. And that is launched foul, 0-2. Hayes already with a shutout inning and a save during this series. That came in the eighth inning of a rain-shortened game on September the 5th. Now he's got an 0-2 count on Carson Benj, trying to retire him for the first time today. 4-0 St. Lucie in the top ninth. Here's Hayes. Fastball hit back up the middle towards Caba. He backhands it, throws it on the run to first, gets Benj by a step for out number one. And Storlin Caba continues to shine over at shortstop as he gets the first out of the ninth inning, retiring Carson Benj for the first time today. Take another look, and Caba just so quick in his reactions. And even on a play where he slightly bobbled the transfer, he still makes that throw look like a bullwhip coming out of his right hand. And a new batter in, it's Daverson Gutierrez, pinch hitting and doing the catching for Hayden Sanger, who finishes the day 1-for-4 with two RBIs. And the next pitch to Gutierrez, 1-0, turning to 2-0. But it's now 1-1 as Cody Shojinaga challenged the call and overturns it to make it a 1-1 count. Hayes sitting at 97 on the fastball, zips in the 1-1, just misses upstairs, and it's 2-1. A lot of movement on that fastball from Hayes, which we've seen get up to 99. Usually sits at 97, 98, though. 2-1 pitch. Fastball right down the pipe, and it's 2-2. Daverson Gutierrez hitting under 100 so far this season. Hasn't gotten into too many games, as he was signed last year out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. He'll turn 19, though, on 9-11. Swing and a miss, and the fastball blown right by Gutierrez as Titan Hayes gets the punch out for out number two. Two gone, and now Corey Collins coming to the plate as we take another look at this Titan Hayes hitter. Fastball at the chest. Gutierrez realized it too late, and he was cut down on the strikeout. Titan Hayes now has 5 Ks and 6 outings, 6 2/3 innings now, with 2 outs in the top ninth. Corey Collins holds up the swing and the high fastball. Now it's 1-0. Two gone for Collins. Now the pitch. 1-0 low, and it's 2-0. Collins 0-for-4 today. Popped out, flied out, and struck out looking twice. 2 outs in the top of the ninth. Threshers have the heart of their order coming up in the bottom of the ninth inning, but they trail by 4 runs, looking to avoid a shutout on their home turf. The Threshers have been shut out 9 times already this season. 2-0 the count to Collins as Hayes sets up from the center of the rubber and deals. Fastball just missing the outside corner. It's 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Now the pitch. Fastball right down the pipe, and the get-me-over heater brings the count to 3-1. 3-1 the count, 2 outs in the ninth inning. St. Lucie with 4 runs on 6 hits. Threshers with 2 hits and 1 error. Fastball missing outside, no challenge. So off to first goes Corey Collins as Titan Hayes puts a base runner on with a two-out walk here in the ninth. Ninth inning, now number nine up for St. Lucie. Colin Houck coming to the plate. 0 for 3 with three strikeouts, but he was hit by a pitch as well. As we take a look at the fastball by Hayes, very close on that outside corner. No doubt about that one, though. 95 on the gun. It's a called strike one to Colin Houck. He went down on three straight pitches to end the seventh inning after the Mets scored two runs. It's an 0-1 count to Houck now. And now the pitch. Fastball in there for another strike. It's 0-2. Hayes also has a slider, but he rarely needs it, especially at this level. That fastball just blows by everybody. 0-2 the count on Houck. And Hayes looks over at first. Two gone in the ninth. The pitch. Fastball just missing, but it's challenged by Shoji Naga. Stays at 1-2. Another borderline pitch as Titan Hayes really likes to put that fastball on the corners. Now the 1-2. Slider outside. It's the first or second time we've seen that pitch today. It misses to Houck, and now the count's even at 2-2. Houck has already struck out three times. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Inside, and now the count's full, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming into Houck. Collins will head to second base with a leadoff of first. Runner goes. Payoff is low, and that's ball four. Back-to-back walks from Titan Hayes. First time he has done that in his short pro career. And that will bring up Yohairo Cuevas for the third time, not before a mound visit by the Threshers pitching coach Gustavo Armas. While they talk on the hill, we'll look at the Florida State League scoreboard. The Daytona Tortugas are back in the postseason for the first time in 6 years. They lost game one of the doubleheader against Bradenton 10-5, and they're trailing 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth of game two. Fort Myers got their first win of the series against Lakeland a day after the Mighty Muscles were eliminated from postseason contention. 5-4 win to the Mighty Muscles. And Lakeland will still be the team playing the Threshers starting on Tuesday. Top of the 10th inning in Tampa. The Blue Jays and Tarpons out of the playoffs once again, but they're locked in a 4-4 tie with one out and a runner on third for the Blue Jays in the top of the 10th inning. And in the Battle of Jupiter, the Palm Beach Cardinals, first and second half champs of the East Division. They've got a 10-6 lead in the bottom 11th over the Jupiter Hammerheads, defending champions out of the postseason in 2024. Slider in for a strike on Yohairo Cuevas. It's an 0-1 count to start off. Cuevas is at bat. Two on, two outs. Collins on second. Colin Houck on first. The 0-1. That got him. A slider ran a bit inside, and that's going to load the bases on a hit by pitch. So Titan Hayes breezed through the first batters in the inning. A ground ball on the third pitch he threw, and a strikeout on the second batter he faced. But two walks and now a hit by pitch load up the bases in the ninth inning. And we'll take a look at where that one hit Yohairo Cuevas. Inner leg just above the knee. Could have been a lot worse. Now A.J. Ewing up at the plate. He reached on an error and scored in the last inning. He's 0 for 3, but he takes a fastball in for a ball. Bases loaded. Cuevas, Houck, and Collins from first to third. 1-0 to Ewing now, designated hitter in tonight's contest. Hayes deals. Fastball just missing outside. It's 2-0. Two Two gone, bases loaded, 2-0 in the ninth. Nowhere to put A.J. Ewing. Hayes deals. Fastball fouled back, and it's 2-1. 96 on the gun from Hayes. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Pressure shifted for the lefty with Caba pinched up the middle on Ewing. The 2-1. Upstairs, now it's 3-1. Five homers, 34 RBIs on the season for A.J. Ewing. Would add another if another pitch misses the zone. 3-1 outside, and that is RBI number 35 for A.J. Ewing. Four batters in a row reaching base after the first two outs in the ninth inning, and the St. Lucie Mets have scored four runs in the last three innings to take a 5-0 lead on the Clearwater Threshers. Collins scores, Houck to third, Cuevas to second, and an RBI for A.J. Ewing on the third walk of the frame by Titan Hayes. Still two outs. Bases still loaded. Nick Roselli up at the dish for St. Lucie. First pitch outside on the fastball, and it's 1-0. 27 pitches, 11 for strikes. And the Threshers have emergency reliever warming in the left field pen, but I'm sure they really want Hayes to get this last out. 1-0. Breaking ball over, and the slider evens the count at 1-1. Drew Garrett is standing on the hill, but not warming up just yet for the Threshers. I imagine Hayes has a relatively short leash after the last four is reached. Check swing, but he went around, and it's 1-2. This is more like the Titan Hayes that we've seen. Tripping up these batters, mixing his fastball and his slider. And we'll take a look. That slider stayed above the zone, and yep, good call. He went around. It's 1-2. Bases loaded. Two outs. Houck, Cuevas, and Ewing from third to first for St. Lucie. They lead it 5-0 in the top of the ninth. 1-2. Upstairs, 2-2. And it's the fastball, which is usually the best pitch for Titan Hayes, that has been missing a little bit in today's game. 30 pitches, 13 for strikes. 2-2. Fouled back as Roselli sends it towards his own dugout to keep the count even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Hayes deals. Fastball popped foul again. It's 2-2. Still a 2-2 count. Roselli battling against Hayes with the bases juiced. Six on the pitch clock. Titan deals. Upstairs, that gets behind the plate. Hayes coming home to cover. And a run will score. It's 6-0 on the wild pitch. And the count's now full at 3-2. Ewing to second. Houck scores on the wild pitch. And Cuevas moves to third. That fastball just airmails Cody Shojinaga. Another full count. Last four have reached. That has led to two runs here in the ninth. Payoff pitch coming from Hayes. Swung on and fouled back. It's 3-2 still. Payoff pitch again. This one hit on the ground towards second. Saltaban is there. Picks it up on a trio of hops. He flips it to first and finally ends the ninth inning. No hits in the frame, but two runs do come home. No hits, no errors. Two left aboard. And the Mets have a 6-0 lead heading into the bottom of the ninth inning.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baycare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Heart of the Threshers order leading off the ninth inning, starting with Devin Saltabaugh, who's got his 10-game on base streak on the ropes, and the Threshers trailing by 6 runs. Curveball misses, and it's a 1-0 count, and Finley's getting his playoff practice by hyping up the Threshers faithful here at BayCare Ballpark. 6-0 lead for St. Lucie as Saltabon grounds one up the middle for short, picked up by Vargas, and the throw just beats Saltabon at first for out number one. The on-base streak ends at 10 for Devin Saltabon, his second double-digit game on-base streak of the season. One gone in the ninth. Now Carson DeMartini up to the plate. He's halfway to the cycle. As DeMartini has a triple and a single so far, takes a changeup for ball one. Three hits in the last two nights for DeMartini. He's 2-for-3 today. Curveball up, and it's 2-0. The pitch, swing and a miss, hefty hack at the fastball. 90 miles an hour, I thought it said 98, but it's actually 90, and it's a 2-1 count. Outside and low, now it's 3-1 as DeMartini trying to reach for the third straight time and get something started here in the ninth inning for Clearwater. They trail 6-1. And the changeup misses inside and low. And that is ball four. So 3 times in a row reaching for Carson DeMartini. As the Clearwater Threshers now have a base runner here in the ninth inning. That'll bring up Joel Dragoo, who walked in the fifth inning to extend his on-base streak to a career-best 7 games. Dragoo gets a hold of this one, drives it out to right field, but Cuevas is right there to make the catch for out number two. Now the Threshers are down to their final out, and Carter Matheson is trying to get it done. Matheson has reached in all 10 games of his professional career. He walked in the seventh, but is 0-for-2 with a pair of Ks. Lefty on a righty matchup. And there's two down. First pitch to Carter. Upstairs, but it's in for a called strike, 0-1. The pitch. Did he go? He did. It's 0-2. And now Matheson down to his final strike. The Threshers look like they're going to drop back down to 500. Need a win tomorrow to stay over 500 in the postseason. 0-2. Swing and a miss, and that's the ballgame. 6-0 the win for St. Lucie. The loss to A.J. Wilson. The win to Ethan Lanthier. And Christian Rodriguez, I think, is going to earn the save because he went the final 4 innings, striking out 4 to earn his first professional save. Threshers leave a man stranded or more in each of the last 3 innings, while St. Lucie scores 5 of their 6 runs in the same amount of time. So Christian Rodriguez, the save, the win to Lanthier, the loss to A.J. Wilson, and that is going to do it for tonight's ballgame. No postgame show tonight, as we're getting ready for our loudest and longest fireworks show of the 2024 season before the season finale tomorrow. Threshers Mets start at noon tomorrow before Threshers Flying Tigers begin the postseason in Lakeland on Tuesday. 6-0 loss tonight. Threshers looking for a bounce-back win to finish off the season. Until tomorrow, my name is Josh Sperber. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Threshers Broadcast Network. And on behalf of this fantastic production crew, I want to thank all of you for watching. Hope to see you guys for the finale tomorrow night. And please enjoy your Saturday evening. But first, let's take a look back at some of the memories from this 2024 season.